It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
If children are not taught the value of reading at an early age, chances are they will struggle to learn as they get older. It is a concern not only of educators and the Chief Education Officer, Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw, but service clubs across the island. Last year, when he was installed as patron, Chief Justice Sir Patterson Cheltenham quietly and firmly counseled the Rotary Club of Barbados South to address the needs of children. The young Rotarians, or Rotaracts as they are called, and their seniors did not need a second whisper in the ear, and responded with a reading program dubbed the Rotaract Reading Room. Rotaract President Graham Bell told Blockchain Business this involves an average 15 children between the ages of 4 and 12 in readings from Bajan books, seasonal traditional tales, and the reading and singing of carols during the Yuletide season. We had a diverse roster of readers from the Rotary family or club members and the public, most notably the then Minister of Innovation, Science and Smart Technology, Kay McConney, during Christmas, and then Rotary District Governor Sonia Aline, Bell said. Project was launched to coincide with September and just after Thursday, September 7th, which is International Literacy Day. The reading program came to a close last month after running for 10 months and comprising 21 sessions. Government institutions such as the National Library Service are also engaged in education events annually and include financial literacy. Like learning to read, teaching financial literacy increasingly will include blockchain and cryptocurrency, and it cannot be left entirely to government and public education. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business interesting and informative, do stay tuned for more, much more, on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.